I'm Jeff Motes, King of Hawaii Sports. After being down by 8 in the second half, the Nebraska men's basketball team rallied back against number 13 Ohio State to force overtime, but it was the Buckeyes that took care of business in the extra frame to beat the Huskers 87-79 Sunday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Husker coach Fred Hoiberg was pleased with how his team competed physically, and if they play like that, they could win some games. But Hoiberg says the road doesn't get any easier for the Big Red.
Now we'll go on the road, play a team that's as hot as anybody right now in Michigan State, and then we're going to stay on the road and play an early game at Rutgers, and then come back with Illinois and then at Purdue. So we got a hell of a stretch coming up here, so we just got to hang with it, hang tough. Games are going to start piling on top of each other.
Nebraska's game Wednesday night at Michigan State will tip off at 6 p.m. on BTN. Now to football, where Nebraska's picked up a commitment in the transfer portal and offensive lineman Hunter Anthony. He had just helped Oklahoma State to a 37-35 win over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl on Saturday. NFL action Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs fell to the Cincinnati Bengals 34-31 on a 20-yard field goal from Evan McPherson as time was running out. The Chiefs struck early, though, with this DeMarcus Robinson touchdown catch for a 7-0 lead.
They give Mahomes time for the end zone. He throws and it's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City DeMarcus Robinson! On an outside, inside, move.
Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Radio Network with a call heard here on KFOR. Bengals head coach and former Husker quarterback Zach Taylor said after his team clinched the AFC North title, what it took to make a second-half turnaround against the Chiefs.
The message at halftime is they've made some great plays. We've been in pretty good position. They've made some outstanding plays. So our time's going to come. We just got to calm down, keep putting the pressure on them on offense and scoring points, and let our defense kind of get settled down a little bit. And that's what they did, and ultimately that's how we won the game.
Wide receiver Antonio Brown is no longer a Buck, according to Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians, after Brown walked out of the game and took off his shoulder pads in the Bucs' 28-24 win Sunday against the New York Jets. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.